20. The New Autobiography of Forrest Gump. 2. I couldn't be a soldier because the test of federal corps was a good proof that I was an idiot. A few days later, a coach called Morris came to ask me to play American football in college. He said he had seen me running. I could run as quickly as a rocket. College was different. I was restricted to learn. Some professors were strict, such as Mr. A., who taught us a course named Technology. He gave me a book, might be several centimeters thick. I spent some nights reading the chapters, and I found I could digest most of the formulas. However, in physics class, I was always confused with the concepts as molecule, atom, and nucleus, and I could neither memorize the idioms and phrases nor make a clear distinction between adjective and adverb in an English class. I usually borrowed some handbooks of composition from the librarian. I liked some brief paragraphs in them. Though I got A in technology, I was kicked out from the college because I got F in English. Several months later, I was asked to come to the recruiting headquarters. I estimated there might be a great many openings in the army. That might be why they asked an idiot to join them. I went to my travel with a small parcel, but it turned out a reverse way as what I thought on the outset. The newly erected training base was in a typical tropical region. Everything was scarce except mosquitoes. We shot with our rifles whenever we heard the bang of our leader, and also we practiced shouting slogans. Once in a shooting practice, I noticed a profile of a tight vessel, container, made of brass. Its oval outline was cute, so I shot at it. The result was that they deducted my monthly allowance and took me to heat the furnace. 3 months later, we were paraded with a banner. Then we left there. Several weeks later, we arrived at the Vietnam via the Pacific Ocean. I saw some bandaged soldiers and wrecked utilities shortly after I got off. There was scarcely an intact building. A deputy superior, who looked like a butcher with a fat chin, jaw, asked us to take a bath in a basin, and then I shaved. Then, each of us were given a pistol, some bullets, a telescope, and a pair of leather shoes, which I liked the best. Every day, the jets flied around in the air, and what we had to do was to scout around to prevent the raid of enemy, or hide in tank when there was a shell coming. Soldiers often conflicted with each other. Some said the black were racially inferior. It was nonsense for me. The deputy superior shouted at us every day, and he once said, "The declaration of the war meant this territory would be our colony sooner or later." I didn't like his mode of speaking. It was ridiculous that 1 year later, we didn't ever eliminate the enemy before we were notified to withdraw back to the US. Though the recession of the economy after going back to the US, I launched into my business. We caught fish in the Pacific Ocean. Though the little input, the inflation and the government imposed heavy tax, we got great revenue by retail. I even suspected God manipulated all the things. Thank God.